The Kip of a Cat Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Welcome to part two of our show featuring 78s about heaven, featuring guest DJs the late great Al Nino and the jazz dad Tony Higgins, along with myself and Darren Hart.
The next one up is another one from you, Tony, isn't
Indeed.
It?
Indeed, it's Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Again?
Yes,
and why not?
You can't
have too much of a good thing.
You can't give away from when the subject's heaven, and this is something of a classic. It's fantastic. It's right. Can't no grieve hold my body down.
Can't no grieve hold my body down.
It was early one morning, just about the break of day. Angels came from glory, rolled a stone away. When the women came along, found that their Savior was gone. Ain't no grave hold my body down. Ain't no grave hold my body down. Ain't no grave hold my body down. When that first trumpet sound, yes, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Until you get orders from me. Yeah, but night is almost gone. Yes, and the day is coming on. Ain't no grave hold my body down.
You can't beat a bit of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, can you? Not where gospel's concerned.
No.
Now it's time for a choice from you, Darren. What have you got?
Yeah, well, I suppose this has got heavenly connotations. It's blue skies.
Certainly in the firmament.
Yes. And this guy really revolutionised pop music in the early 50s. When you listen to what he did with the guitar and tape machines.
Right.
He being Les Paul. And in the 30s and 40s had a trio. And issued many records, also recorded V-discs.
Yeah, about four of the people in the trio were him, though, weren't they?
That was the problem, yes, it was all him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you listen to things like How High the Moon, if you listen to that in the early 50s, to what else was around, it was so different.
It was amazing.
So different.
And of course, he revolutionised guitar manufacturing as well, didn't he?
Yeah. And how many people since have tried to play the guitar like him, not thinking that he actually speeded it up on a tape machine?
But, funnily you should say that, but we've got a guy at the Shellac Shake on Friday, which is in the Elgin pub in Notting Hill, and his name is Adam Palmer, and he sounds like Les Paul by himself, doesn't he, Tony? You've seen him in the black tailor.
Speaking of Les Paul,
there's Paul, I think he died last year or the year before.
Yeah,
last
about year. 2 years ago.
But until
yeah.
he died, at the age of about 98, he performed every week in a club in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go over there and see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the week he died.
And, yeah. and the criminal thing is, he was not mentioned on the news that he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
no, man. It's just, it was, anyway. No. I think we'll play one of his records.
Yes,
tonight.
Let's have a listen to this guitar.
His blues. Blues guy.
Yeah, My Blue Heaven, Fats Domino there. And that was one of the very early kind of rock and roll-y records, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess kind of R&B, stroke rock and roll.
He was a bit of a breakthrough artist, really, for R&B in the UK. I think he made it a bit more acceptable. There was a very few black artists really made it that early on.
Well, he was playing a lot of what we call R&B, stroke rock and roll, back in the late 40s, really, and before it got coined.
Yeah, he did, yeah. So
lot,
late
lot of
40s.
Piano, boogie woogie.
But I think his genius was to do it with well-known songs like My Blue Heaven.
Right,
so people knew a lot of you know, British people knew what My Blue Heaven song was, and he did it with a new twist. And you know, they'd never seen Fats Domino. They didn't know what colour he was. Could be in blue for most people living in the UK. Anyway. It's your turn, Nina. What have you got this time?
Well, I've got something that I've played regular at the Black Cotton Club. As you know, I do the Black Cotton Club, and we do play 78s down there all night. And this is, it's got a, obviously it's a gospel record. It's by a guy called Earl Hines, but I don't know if it's Earl Hines.
No, it's Professor Earl
Hines. It's Professor
Hines.
Earl Hines.
Yeah, different Earl Hines. Different Earl Hines. Doesn't play the piano.
And it's a track called Daniel.
Yeah.
From, obviously, the story from the Bible. And it's a great dance tune.
Yeah, so, I like this one as well. And the other side of this is quite good, too.
I can't recall what is on the other side, actually.
Yeah, no, it is. But both sides are pretty good. And so you're listening to the Kip of the Cat show here on Cambridge 105. And tonight's theme, all our 78 RPM gramophone records are to do with heaven. And this is Professor Earl Hines.
Daniel, why not every day?
In my Lord deliver.
Daniel.
In my Lord deliver.
Daniel, why not every day?
Well, in the beginning, God made man out of the dust by his own hand. Abe for Adam, the man was named. Faith in a God by God's command. God saw Adam in a lone state. Put him to sleep, made him a mate. Adam was the father of the human race. He broke God's law, tried to hide his face. Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, why not every day?
Well, you read about Samson from his birth. Strongest man ever lived on earth. Lived way back in ancient time. Died with the heaven Lord in due time. Delilah called Samson, don't you know? Holy Bible, tell the song. She came to Samson on his knees and tell me why straight lie if you please. Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, why not?
Forget the day when Jesus washed my sin away. Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel, why not every day?
Well, he delivered old Dan from the lion's den, thrown upon the belly of the whale. Hebrew children from the five tribes, and why not every man? Then my Lord deliver.
Daniel,
if my Lord deliver,
why not every
day? If my Lord deliver,
Daniel,
if my Lord deliver,
why not every
man? Well, send me love in a package labeled dynamite. Feeling that it wasn't when I hold it that I got a power half a Neptune. I'm waiting for you when to come back to your loving baby's arms again. I'm sailing across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. Well, give me kisses that it's open for my very eyes. I know the sight of you can generate a million sighs. I'm all set for detonation. Baby, don't you know? Well, 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. A sailing across the stars onto a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon.
Dynamite!
kissed your daddy foot before my very eyes. I know the sight of you can generate a million sighs. Set my detonation, baby, don't you know? Well, 3, 2, 1, 0, here I go. Sail across the stars and do a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. Package, able dynamite. I wanna feel any closing when I hold it tight. I got a power, high perception, waiting for you when to come back to your loving baby's arms again. A sail across the stars into a silvery moon. If you wanna know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon.
Yes, if you want to know what heaven's like, you'll be there soon. True words. True words there from Sir Cliff. Yeah, surprising lyrics there from Cliff Richard, and it's one of my favourites from him. In fact, there's only two I really like, and that's one of them.
Oh, so, Devil Woman, come on.
Yeah, hardly heavenly, though, anyway.
It's so why, nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely. Right, well, enough of this jollity. We don't have that on 78, and we are only playing 78 RPM gramophone records here on the Kip of the Cat show on Cambridge 105. And I've got fantastic guests in the studio with me. I've got Al Nino from the Black Cotton and Lady Luck Clubs, Darren Hart, who's come all the way down from South Leicestershire to come and be with us today, and up from that there, London, Tony Higgins, DJ Flutter, and he's fluttered one onto the decks right now. What have we got next?
This is on Specialty
right
Records, and it's Holy Ghost by Professor Alex Bradford.
Fantastic.
He wasn't a real professor. It's like Duke Ellington wasn't a duke, and Count Basie wasn't a count, blah, blah, blah.
Dr.
Blah.
Fox wasn't a doctor either.
He wasn't a fox.
Indeed. No. He was a very important figure in 50s gospel, wrote loads of songs, and
he was.
It's just a great little number.
Right. What's it called?
Holy Ghost.
On Sunday,
Holy Ghost,
and I didn't find him.
Holy Ghost.
I searched on Monday,
Holy Ghost,
and I didn't find him.
Holy Ghost.
I searched on Tuesday,
Holy Ghost,
and I didn't find him.
Holy Ghost.
I prayed all day Wednesday,
Holy Ghost,
and I didn't find him.
Holy Ghost.
I tarried all night
Holy Ghost,
for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I prayed all day Friday,
Holy Ghost,
for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
That Friday,
Holy Ghost.
That Friday,
Holy Ghost.
That Friday,
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost found me,
Holy Ghost,
with my name.
Get me up in the
Excellent stuff. And that was one of the choices from one of our guests, Al Nino. And a really nice sounding record. Sound very early, but we're not sure it really was.
It's got Bunk Johnson's Jazz Band on there, accompanied by. So I don't think it's that early. I would have thought it's more 40s.
Yeah, because he revived. I mean, he was an early jazzer, but he didn't really come back into the light until about 44, 45, did he?
No, well, that was called Where Could I Go But to the Lord.
And who was singing that?
And that was Sister Erskine, B. Washington, it says on here. And it's on Mellow Disc. New York, out of New York, spiritual blues. That's what it says. You know, I don't know much about her, really. I mean,
no, I don't know much about her. I know there was a whole series of these done. They were done in Carnegie Hall, I think. They were all performances from Carnegie Hall. Right. And there's, I think, Mead Lux Lewis did some as well from there, and a few other people. You can find these Melodisc records, and they're very nice, actually.
Yeah, I did enjoy that.
Deep
actually.
Purple label.
Deep Purple, which is quite unusual.
Yeah,
nice.
Indeed.
Nice.
Right.
What's next?
Wow, I think I can see another Savoy. So that must be Tony Higgins' choice. What have we got on here now?
We've got some good news.
Ooh,
good,
I like
news,
good news
from the famous war singers. And just listen out to Marion Williams' amazing falsetto in this. It blows your meters into the red.
Well, we're in heaven. We're in heaven here on the Kip of the Cat show. Everything to do with the firmament above. So this is the Ward Singers.
Yep, good news.
Good news. Good news, fantastic stuff there. Now, I couldn't get much more heavenly than this chap. This was, he called himself the Blind Pilgrim, but on his records he was also known as Blind Willie Johnson, and this is Motherless Children.
Hey, motherless children have a hard time. Motherless children have a hard time. Mother day, the light have been where to go, winding around from door to door. Have a hard time.
Nobody on earth can take your mother's place, man. When mother is dead, Lord. Nobody on earth can take mother's place when mother dies. Nobody on earth can take mother's place when we're starting to fade away. Nobody treats you like mother well, man. Your wife, your husband may be good to you when mother is dead, Lord. May be good to you, mother dear. Why, your husband may be good to you, but there and over there, prove untrue. Nobody treats you like mother well when mother is dead, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Ever. Ah. Well, some people say that just will do when mother is dead. That just will do when mother dead. Some people say that just will do, but soon as she marries, she'll turn her back on you. Nobody treats you like mother well. And father will do the best he can when mother is dead, Lord. Well, the best he can when mother dead. I will do the best he can. Show me a thing your father can't understand. Nobody treats you like mother well. Hey, mother, the children have a hard time when mother is dead, Lord. Mother, the children have a hard time, mother dead. Well, I have anywhere to go, one dead around from door to door. Have a hard time.
Take a break from the digital revolution with Greg as he devours a year of prime vinyl every Wednesday lunchtime, 12 till 2, here on Cambridge 105. And as a filling in his vinyl sandwiches, he'll be highlighting as many local events and what's on as he can cram in. To kick the series off this week, Greg plays some of his favourite 45s from the year 1970. It's Plastic Fantastic. That's Greg's vinyl lunchbox, this Wednesday from 12 p.m.
Burglar, let's hear him in! Yeah. I want to call your attention to the second chapter of First Peter in the 9th verse, even the words of Brother Peter. But he are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise to him who called you from darkness into this marvelous light. Amen. That's what we are here tonight, to glorify him. We've been adopted into the royal family, called from sin and shame, sanctified, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. We have a right to glorify God. Amen. Amen. It's just wonderful what the Lord has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And since he saved us, we've been adopted into the royal family. I'm a royal child. I'm a royal child. Royal child. Royal child. Would not be a liar. Tell you the reason why. Said my Lord is calling me. Wouldn't be ready to die. Water. 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 Well, would not be a sinner. Tell you the reason why. Said my Lord is calling me. Wouldn't be ready to die. Tell you the reason why. Quit my lord of calling. Wouldn't be better to die. Roger! Roger!
Ah, marvellous stuff there. And who was that again?
That was Reverend Kesley. Kesley?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, yes.
Reverend,
yes.
Kelsey.
Yeah, I've played that out a few times at Black Cotton, actually, and people do go a bit crazy to it, because it is a while...
It takes a while to get going.
Yeah, it's kind of a sermon.
It's kind of a bit like James Brown at the beginning.
Before
kind
James
of,
Brown,
yes,
yeah.
getting the crowd whipped up into a
and
frenzy.
It's called I'm a Royal Child.
I'm a Royal Child, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that came out over here. Was it on Vocalion?
Yeah, on Vocalion, yeah. Yeah. Origins of Jazz, they call that. Well, yeah. It's not really jazz, but...
No, but it was
the origins of jazz. Of jazz.
Yeah. Well, gospel.
But great record, even.
Yeah,
either
I mean,
way.
The music we play on the Kip of the Cat show here on Cambridge 105 is actually the origins of most modern music.
Well, I say probably every modern music.
Yeah. Well, definitely soul. A lot of the stuff we play is definitely the modern origins of soul.
And then you'd say that soul was the origins of what they call now R&B.
Which isn't.
Well, you know, it just boils down to one man and a drum, doesn't it, really? Or
well,
his foot
something
at the end
like
of the
that.
Day,
yes.
Screaming his head off and with the soul.
Yeah, and this one is definitely got soul in the title. I think this guy started off in gospel too. This is Little Richard with Ooh My Soul.
Ooh My Soul. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you know my love is true? My soul. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you know my love is true? Honey, 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 honey. Get up off of that money. Kiss, 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 kiss. Ooh, my soul. Baby, 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 baby. Don't you know my love for you? Honey, 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 honey. Get up off of that money. Love, 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 love. My soul.
Yeah, Little Richard there, Ooh My Soul. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat show on Cambridge 105. And the next choice is from DJ Flutter.
Hello.
Mr. Higgins, what have we got next?
We've got My Father's House by the Imperial Gospel Singers. And it's another one on Savoy. There's a pattern emerging here.
I think 60% of your records tonight have been on Savoy.
It's a good label, what can I say?
It is a good
bought
label.
From you, mate.
I know, and of course, actually, for some reason, well, I know the reason, they're nearly all in mint condition when
they're
you get them.
Beautiful sound, yeah.
And I'll tell you the story behind them. It was down to Chris Barber, who bought it was basically a container load of 78s,
okay.
Mint 78s over, and this was way back in the 1970s,
yeah.
And it was full of Savoys, Specialties, and a few other labels, all mint condition copies and like boxes of each one.
Yeah.
And there's still quite a few of them left.
Ah, well, Chris Barber, of course, was instrumental in bringing over in the 50s Sister Rosetta Tharpe,
yeah.
On her first UK appearance here.
He was,
and lots of actual American blues and gospel artist. He was a very, very key figure.
He was indeed, and he was influenced in turn by a guy called Ken Collier, who went over to New Orleans in, I think, about 1950, to actually go and really see what was happening in New Orleans and in the Delta area.
That's right.
And he brought back proper jazz to the UK. And Chris Barber had formed a band, which included Lonnie Donegan, waiting for him. So as soon as he came back off the boat at Southampton, Chris Barber had this band ready for him, and they started to tour. It wasn't too late before, too long before they fell out, unfortunately. Yeah. But in the meantime, they'd started doing some real New Orleans records, and in the intervals of those jazz concerts, they'd have what they called a skiffle session, which Ken Collier had seen in houses, you know, very loose gatherings of people, just two or three musicians playing jug bands or, you know, playing banjos or whatever.
Stuff.
And that's how skiffle started. And from skiffle, as we know, really, the British pop
British
scene.
Rock and roll,
And Ken Collier brought back with him all the Lead Belly records and Blind Willie Johnson, we just played, Blind Lemon Jefferson, all those kind of things. And basically, Lonnie Donegan had a surprise hit with Rock Island Line, which was a Lead Belly song.
Right.
And from then on, he became basically a superstar, one of the first superstars. And from that point forward, everyone decided they could become superstars too. And they got their washboard bases.
Including four young guys in Liverpool.
Four young guys in Liverpool who really started off as a skiffle band and not as a rock and roll band.
That's right.
So there we go. So it's Ken Collier and Chris Barber have got a lot to answer for.
Indeed.
Anyway, he brought a lot of these Savoy records over with him. And we're going to listen to this one. Who is it again?
It is the Imperial Gospel Singers and My Father's House.
Marvellous. Lovely stuff there. Right. Now then, the next one on the decks there is from Nino. And I must mention, shout out for Vince, Vincent Moses, who's listening to us. What a name like that for a Heaven show.
Absolutely, Vincent Moses. Where are you, Vince?
Yeah, he's listening online to us. So this one's for you, Vince, and we hope to see you at the Shellac Shake on Friday. I know you normally come along. I think you're going to enjoy our guitarist, Adam Palmer.
He's going to be with me actually on Thursday at he's gonna the be Cat Beat Club.
Oh, right, okay. So when is that?
That's on Thursday in Slim Jim's in Upper Street in Islington. Okay. And he'll be spinning some 45s with me. So.
Fantastic. Oh, I can't say anything bad about 45s now, since I'm now doing my own vinyl show.
You can't knock them now, I'm afraid.
Can't knock them now. But anyway, what have we got next?
What we've got next is a band called The Three Keys.
Right. Oh, I love The Three Keys.
Which are great. They've always got a great guitar break, I think, in their records.
Yeah.
And this one's called Someone Stole Gabriel's Horn.
Uh-huh.
And... I kind of classify
he won't be going to heaven if he does that, will he?
Well, he won't, but it's kind of like a barbershop kind of stroke gospel.
They're kind of like a funkier Ink Spots, aren't they?
I think they're better than the Ink Spots, actually.
Better than the Mills Brothers.
They're not as boring.
They're a bit like the Three Cats and the Fiddle, aren't they?
Definitely, but I think they're even better, actually, Three Cats and the Fiddle.
Three Keys.
Three Keys, here we go.
Brothers and sisters, you better dodge it, Ray. I said, brothers and sisters, you had better dodge it, Ray. There ain't a chance to get to heaven because of what went on today. Oh, brothers and sisters, left that thief is found.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, left that thief is found. There's gonna be one terrible mess when the judgment day comes round.
They'll be coming, they'll be going, they'll be waiting for the dawn. But they'll all be left on judgment day, or someone stole Gabriel's horn. They'll be weeping, they'll be gnashing, they'll be fighting, they'll be clashing, when the Lord steps down in front to say that someone stole Gabriel's horn.
Oh, Gabriel took so long to learn it.
Oh,
won't the finders leave the panic?
They'll be hopping like a pigeon, they'll be shouting sweet religion, but they'll all be left on judgment day for someone who gave Abel's horn.
The Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Get
ran down to the river, singing a hallelujah song. Oh, Lord, off jump the devil before you, just keep plodding along. Now, won't Satan, how you feel, get the devil off your heels. Ba da 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 da. Keep your spirit way up high. Look up to the sky. Stand up and shout hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. That old devil should grab your hand. Here's one thing that he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout,
oh Lord,
shout.
Oh, shout, sister, follow up, follow, follow up, follow. Oh, wow, 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 wow,
just how old Satan, how you feel. Get that old devil right off your heels. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout,
oh Lord,
shout,
oh.
That one was from you, Nina. What was that?
Yeah, that was the Boswell Sisters, and right. That was Shout Sister Shout. A nice kind of dreamy end to it, really.
Yes, a bit different to the Shout Sister Shout I know from Sister Rosetta Tharpe, which is quite an up-tempo thing. I think it's a different song.
I think it's a different song. Yeah, I think you're right there, actually. Yeah. But they were from New Orleans pre-Andrew Sisters, as we were discussing earlier on.
Yeah, they started in the late 20s, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't really come to fame till about sort of 32, 33, sort of same time as the Mills Brothers. That kind of thing.
That's right. And that was on Brunswick, if anybody's interested out there.
Yeah.
And the other side's called Roll On Mississippi Roll On, which sounds good as well, but I think it's the wrong theme.
Yeah. I do like them, but the only problem is that the tempo keeps stopping and changing, and you can't really play them when you're DJing.
No, they're great for radio.
They're good for radio. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Like my face. Right. What have we got now? This one's from you, Tony, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my last one of the evening, and it's... I'm not sponsored by Savoy Records, but it's another one on Savoy.
Oh, I know, but I
you should get some free records.
Another one by the Ward Singers, and principally the lead vocalist is Clara Ward.
Yes.
And she became quite a big star in the 50s in the gospel scene, to such an extent that there were three or four officially sanctioned Ward Singers groups out on the road at any one time.
So it was like a McDonald's.
It was like a franchise. And if you paid extra, you actually got Clara Ward.
Right, with you.
Yeah, yeah. And but she had quite a sad life, actually. She was very dominated by her mother.
Right.
And she died in 1973 at the age of 48. Quite sad. But she left us some great music, including this track here, which is This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, I like this one.
Mm.
Every day, 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 I'll let my little light.
and pray
on Saturday.
Told me just what to say
on Sunday.
He gave me party vibes
just to let my little light shine.
The Ward Singers there, This Little Light of Mine. We're coming towards the end of the Kipper Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. We're probably going to go over time a bit, but there's nobody on after us, so we don't care too much. And we couldn't really not end it with some more Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And this one's actually on the 2011 CD from the Shellac collection. So if you want to get a copy, you can get one on my eBay shop. And this is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And this one's called Everybody's Gonna Have a Wonderful Time Up There.
Yeah.
I think it was covered by Frankie Lane or somebody, wasn't it? Johnny Yarrow.
Yeah, somebody got
somebody covered it, but this is the original and the best. And I'll see you all, hopefully, tomorrow lunchtime at 12 o'clock. I'd like to thank very much my guests in the studio, DJ Darren Hart.
Thank you very much, yay.
Al Nino is coming up from London.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. Thanks really a lot for being here. And DJ Flutter, Tony Higgins, thanks. It's nice to have you here, first time.
Well, glad to be here.
Yeah, some cracking gospel, despite them all being on the Savoy label. So, this one's not. This is on the Decca label. This is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Take it away, Darren.
Listen, everybody, because I'm talking to you. Jesus is the only one can carry you through. Now you better get ready, because I'm telling you why. Jesus is the coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary, the lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Now how you gonna feel about when the things he say?
On that judgment day,
I say now.
Everybody's gonna have religion
you
and glory.
Know now.
Everybody gonna be singing
I
a story. Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, glory, hallelujah.
You better
Brother
get your
reckon or to come in the morning. You better get it ready, cause I'm giving
yes,
you warning.
Yes, yes.
Everybody gonna have a wonderful time up there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.